Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. Are you okay? Side of the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201 live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Tuesday. It's 7:30.
He's practicing.
Yeah, he's getting so close.
Well, I was just trying to see if I could go along, and I realized I can't.
Even if it was written out for you, I'm not sure.
If it was written, I could stay with your tempo and your rhythm, but...
I'll try to write it out for you.
Man almighty.
Never had it written out, and I don't know.
A written test.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I should look at the podcast.
Oh.
Because the podcast does a transcript.
Yes, that's
every
right.
Day.
I forgot about that.
And so you could just maybe look on there, and I'd get the transcript. And
wow.
Then I could cheat my way through it.
Yeah, I like what you're doing.
Mm, you like cheaters, huh?
Yeah, when in doubt, cheat it out. Isn't that... I don't know. What is Jake talking about on the tech line? Jake, what do you mean? He said timing on the money today, because, you know, I mean, we start the show at exactly 6 o'clock every day. I don't even know what you're talking about, Jake. Calm down.
It's always exactly 6.
Yeah, what does that mean? That was a, you know, shots fired at 6 a.m., Jake. Come on, bro.
No, it was a compliment, right?
Oh, okay. Don't worry about the other days. Just today was a compliment. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take it as a compliment
yes,
today.
Let's go. Hey, also, I heard that, I heard that harvest started.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I think it started yesterday for some of the Palouse farmers. And
really?
I would imagine a lot of farmers, I guess. So they're all
You know, depending on where you're at, maybe down in the dry land.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I feel like they've been going for a bit.
What do you think, what's the best country music harvest song? I should probably play one like right off the bat.
You know, somebody will scream International Harvest.
International Harvest is
which
a great
is fine,
one.
But
Morgan.
That's not...
It's not a
cool.
harvest song, though, right?
Well, sure it is.
I mean, is it?
It's singing about an international harvester.
Yeah, it's the
but
tractor
I mean,
song.
If you don't run the Reds,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Well, then you're going to do Big Green Tractor.
Right, then you probably want Big Green Tractor.
Right.
Or. Take the tractor another round. But that's so different. That's plowing.
Amarillo Sky?
Yeah, hey, Steve.
Steve, what's a great harvest song?
What do you know about farming? Anything?
Oh, boy. You guys are making so many great suggestions.
Yeah, you don't want to jump in.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how deep you plow. It's how many times you go around the field.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Well, it's what you say.
What else do you know about farming?
You know. Stuff.
Would you have any interest to go out for a day of
make
harvest?
Food.
Yeah. Well, you know, the corn makes cornbread.
Right. Well,
there's okay. Yeah.
Rain makes corn, Steve.
That's right.
Corn not as popular around here.
That's yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear. And see.
Correct.
Steve, would you have any desire to go out on, you know, like a day at the farm and see all the harvesters?
Are you trying to take
trucks?
Steve to the farm and leave him there?
No.
I mean, I'm interested to go to the farm, but not if you're going to leave me.
It sounds like, kids, took the dog to the farm.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know.
He's going to be so happy there.
Running around.
Hey, King Peter, we took Steve to the farm. He's like, I think I know what that means. do you?
Do you know?
I don't know why I'm asking if you have interest in it. You have no interest in things like this, but I feel like I should force you into it.
No, I'm interested. I'll go.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Why
it
not?
Would be fun.
Why wouldn't I be interested?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I have a lot of suggestions on the text line.
Oh, what do they got?
Harvest Time by Luke. ton for She Thinks My Tractor Sexy. Here's to the Farmer by Luke. Yeah, there's a lot of the Harvest Time song gets a lot too.
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
I don't think I know the Harvest song.
Let me find it, Kevin. I think I've.
I don't know that song. That was.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a single.
Right, and I don't. Yeah, I'm a failure.
The corn husk drifting through the air tonight. The marching bands warming up under the football lights. There's tractor trailers backed up down by the elevators. Train track grain car will roll in later. Get filled up. Head on out in the world. It's harvest time in this little town. Time to bring it on in. Pay the loans down. Fill our diesel tank up.
You can see why, right?
Oh, I got chills.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
When he said it's harvest time in this little town.
Yeah.
I instantly put myself as a little kid sitting on the steps of the Electric Hotel.
Oh, man.
Closed, by the way, at the time. Being renovated right now.
Oh, okay.
Sitting there. Selling cans of pop to the trucks, thinking one day I'm going to drive one of those. And then I did. Wish I was selling pop.
The Big 99.9 Coyote.
It's a lot more work than selling.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We deep fat fried a turkey in the studio.
Kevin James.
We put down flame retardant blankets.
No. Thanks, Kevin. No, we didn't.
Aren't those U-Haul blankets flame retardant?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Howdy there.
Howdy. I did notice two things for you today. So
yes,
it's my opening thoughts.
Ooh.
Is that legal?
It's really starting to do the thing where you realize, it's a little bit darker in the mornings.
Oh, man,
now.
I thought the same thing this morning.
Yeah, it was just
weird.
And I don't know if it's because it's a little cloudy, too, that led to it.
It did, yeah.
But it was like, man.
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing because I was in the house.
We're heading the other way again.
And I realized that as I was walking through the house, I was like, well, actually, you can't see anything in here right now. So, yeah, it definitely feels different.
Yeah. So that was a quick observation.
Thank you, Kevin.
This one is a question.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Steve, a.k.a. Steve Heskey.
Oh, wow.
A.k.a. Son of Peter.
Easy.
A.k.a. Steve-O Steve, et cetera. Et cetera, et cetera.
A.k.a. Vanilla. We said yesterday that was his new nickname. He said to me this morning, I have, you'll see here in my hand, this delicious drink that is a frosted lemonade.
Okay.
Strawberry. I don't know. It's got strawberries on the top of it, like actual chunks of strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it. I had one of these probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And this morning, Steve saw it with me with it, and he goes, oh, man, that is your go-to now. And I thought, is it a go-to if you only get it like every couple of weeks? And I said, you're right, Steve. When I went there, it's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Like, in my mind, I was like, I think I'm going to get that today. Does that make it a go-to? How often do you have to have it in order for it to become a go-to?
I don't know if it's how often. I think it's how exclusive.
Exclusive. See, and that's...
You and your drink are exclusive.
Now, I will tell you.
Again, it's like if you get a drink every day, it's the same every day, obviously a go-to. If you get a drink once a week and it's the same drink... I mean, it's like I go to the same Mexican restaurant once every couple of weeks, get the same food. That's my go-to.
That's fair. I think it can be a go-to. You don't have to have it.
Yeah, every day.
It's just if you have it every time.
That's right.
And the last time I went there, I couldn't decide. So I got a blue raspberry Italian soda and this lemonade because I couldn't decide.
Oh, you got two. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Those Italian sodas are dumb.
Because there's really not that much in it. You drink
Jay,
it in one sip.
If I get one at the coffee stand,
I know.
Before I get to work, they're gone.
That's weird.
And I'm like, well.
How is it mixing those flavors? Is it okay or is it kind of weird?
Ooh, you don't go back and forth, do you? Don't you just drink one till it's gone and then drink the other
one? Yeah, that's what I did last time when I had it that way.
Although I kind of like Steve's idea of the, you know, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand,
well,
left hand.
Well, this lemonade is so strong. It's doing the thing where...
One for me.
It's so tart. Uh-huh. Like my
How
teeth,
tart is it?
My teeth feel like my lips are sticking to them.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it kind of dries them out. I understand it.
Yeah, so tart.
Mm-hmm.
But good?
It's delicious.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all that counts.
I'd let you have a drink, but sorry.
Sorry, I don't want to. That's actually how that phrase should end. You know what? I'd like to I'd share my burger with you, but I really don't want,
I don't want to.
So I'm not going to.
Yeah. And, I was thinking Steve doesn't probably want my straw in his mouth and all that
stuff. Well, I mean, you could do what you've shared a drink before where you've just opened the lid then, correct?
Oh, yeah, but I don't want to.
Hello, sorry, my name is gone. Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey.
Last time I share anything with the two of you.
Well, wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything.
Hey, just guilty by association.
Okay, just because I'm standing in the same room.
That's right. That is correct.
Would you like a drink of my water?
You wouldn't let me touch that with a...
That is correct. I was just hoping you'd say yes, because I'd say no, you can't have any.
Oh. I don't want to.
I don't want to.
So you are guilty then?
No.
Not necessarily by association, but just guilty in general.
Just overall, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Steve, I'm happy to share anything else I have today.
what you got?
I think I have a protein bar.
I've got Wheat Thins pills. And cottage cheese.
Pass on that too.
You don't want Kevin's pills?
No.
Pill time.
Kind of rude.
What else I got?
That can't be healthy, right?
Honey.
Yeah,
got some honey. I got some.
Yes, dear.
Sauce packets from a variety of restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Sauce.
Thank you to my wife.
Oh, I still have popcorn in here. Do you want some popcorn?
Oh, I got plenty of that.
You want a?
I'm okay. I'm good. I don't need
cherry
your
cherry juice.
Cough syrup.
I don't need your pity sharing.
Oh, I have one of them. What are these things?
Instant
liquid death. Instant death.
That would be a bad name for a product.
Have one of those.
Liquid death. That's still bad.
But. No thanks. I'm good. I'm good. But I do have a question as well.
Afrin.
Oh, let's go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, since you had a question today.
All right, let's hear it.
I also have a question.
Bring it.
Actually, this was something Kevin and I were discussing off air yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Is what's kind of tall?
For people?
Yeah. Because I said to him, what was it? Somebody was like,
I don't remember who you were referring to. You said, he's kind of tall. And I thought, no, he's not kind of tall. He's like.
I think I was talking about Sam. Our
And I said, no, Sam's like 5'11".
Good night. He's not kind of
like,
tall.
That's not kind of tall.
I would say 6'1".
That's what I said. I go 6'1". I go 6'1" for me is where I'd start to go. You're kind of tall, 6'1 to 6'3". You're kind of tall. 6'4", you're pretty tall.
Right.
Pretty tall. 6'4 to like 6'6", you're pretty tall. Over 6'6",
you're tall. I think maybe even over 6'5", Kev.
So it's,
but we're in the same ballpark.
Yeah, 6'6" is getting...
Yeah, 6'6" is tall, man.
All right, so give me the rundown again here.
So again, you're kind of, you're average. I guess you're probably 5'10".
Well, I'm not.
No, you're kind of short.
Kind of short is okay. I'll take
he's kind of, right? Because it goes
kind of short, yeah.
Kind of pretty. You're kind of, then you're pretty, then you are, then you, in reverse order,
really?
Of course. Then you're really, then you're, wow. Because like kind of tall would be kind of tall, 6'1", pretty tall, 6'3", tall, 6'4", very tall, 6'6".
6'6", and then... Like 7 foot is like wow.
Yeah, 7 foot is wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And then short, it's in reverse order. Okay.
Absolutely.
So you're normal. You're kind of short. You're pretty short. You're short. You're very short. You're wow.
Wow.
You're Simone Biles.
Yes.
That's fair. You got the, you've got it down now?
I mean, I got the
So you're the pretty wording. You're pretty short. No, he's kind of short. What is Steve? He's kind of short.
Yeah. Yes, he's kind of short. He's not, I don't think he's full on short.
Yeah.
But he's kind of short.
He's kind of short.
Short tempered.
Oh, yeah. They've proven that.
You're going to blow up.
Proven that many times around here,
are
folks.
Are you just not happy with
Seems like a guy who has a calm demeanor, but boy, behind the curtain.
That's right.
Throwing stuff. Look out.
I'm just, it doesn't seem fair.
What doesn't seem fair?
The world?
You don't think that someone
Yo,
who...
breaking news! Look out,
this
everybody!
This is going to be a hard year for you, Steve.
What a realization! Hold up! Time out! The doggone Not world fair. Isn't fair! This is garbage!
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
First thing I get from you is comedy.
Kevin James.
And I said, Jay, I forgot. It's only been 2 days since I've seen you, but I forgot how funny you were.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty then, looks like a hot weather's on its way. Sorry about that if you were thinking we were going to... It's actually, you know what? Now that I look at it, not that bad. Friday, 104.
Is that real? What's Saturday? Saturday, outdoor wedding. It's going to be a beautiful day for this
sunny,
bride and groom.
Light breeze.
Light breeze, okay.
Partly cloudy and 72.
Oh, really?
No, 100. No, it's going to be 100.
Yeah, 72 plus, you know, 20.
I mean, 72
degrees.
Will be the low. I have this feeling that this second round will feel way hotter than the first.
After having the little dip.
Yeah.
Yesterday, driving around with that rain, cool air. It was very refreshing. I had the window down and I was just like, oh, now don't get me wrong. Very I like nice. The warm weather. I want it to warm back up. Mm-hmm. But it was. Did anybody else have that? Oh, this is the reset we needed. It just felt like Earth, Mother Nature was getting what she needed.
Yeah, she was parched and still is, but you know, a little bit of rain didn't fix it, Kevin. We get that. Yeah. But the rain's the great equalizer for me. Yesterday was one of those days where I was completely out of gas. Like, just
in your personal tank?
Physically,
or,
yeah.
When you say out of gas to me, that means something different.
I know. I thought you'd enjoy that.
On the side of the freeway.
I was going to put it on Facebook. I'm out of gas. Can anyone help? They'd be like, sure,
like,
Jay,
where are you?
Just in my living room.
Yeah. At home, just mentally exhausted.
Just really tired.
Just worn out. So I was worn out, so I took a nap. I get up from the nap. I'm going to my wife. I go, hey, got a lot to do outside. Got to get the lawn mowed. I got to pick up this and that. I got to get some stuff organized. Boom, boom, boom. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, what I wouldn't give to not do any of it. And she goes by the window. She goes, it's raining pretty hard out. And in my head, I was like, dang it. And in my heart, I was like, thank God.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's like the great reset. I was like, oh, you know, and then you have that day where you go, man, it's going to be just fine to just sit here.
Yes.
And I did. And then they had equestrian on the Olympics. And I was like, oh, dang it.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting to watch.
It was fine for 5 minutes.
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay.
It's like, man, those horses are crazy athletic. And man, that is just majestic. And man, he kicked the top bar down again. And I'm just going to go get a snack.
What I need in the equestrian is.
Sorry about that. I know you work hard. I know you did a lot of stuff. It's just.
Right. No,
I mean.
And I have nothing against, but it is a little boring. It needs really good.
Like the
truthful stories, like, all right, this equestrian rider is Jennifer so-and-so who...
Smith.
Jennifer Smith.
How was I able to come up with that last name?
Yeah, her father is a billionaire who does this, this, and this. Jennifer was a troubled teen who, you know, said she wanted to ride horses, and dad gave her horses, and look at her now. She's in the Olympics. I need the real honest, because I feel like the life of equestrians is interesting.
Okay.
Isn't Bruce Springsteen's daughter like a...
She is.
Yeah.
But she didn't
make
it.
She didn't make the team, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Big controversy.
Right.
She just missed out. Yeah, I just think that it's a very, it's a rich person's sport.
It feels like it, yeah.
I mean, those horses are.
They're spendy, yeah.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be more exciting, like if they, what do they call the jump? Just the jump? You'd think I'd have picked up on it after watching it. But anyway, if that if that top bar was on fire or something. Or like, well,
that's kind of.
You jump over a pit of alligators, or, you know, you're like, ooh, much. Boy, here comes the second jump. And it's, as you can see, the flames are a little high on that. And then as the round goes, they can turn up the flames. Like they make them higher. So the horse has to jump higher.
Yeah,
they
just put it like horse, underneath or something.
What do you think of this? What do you think of this? Instead of, I don't want to hurt the horse. See, that's the only thing.
I get it.
Kind of a little worried about that, Jay, because I feel like the horse is such the star in equestrian.
Right, he also doesn't have any choice.
Get the credit.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
they don't really. It's not like they're going to get a gold medal.
Well, maybe they do.
Well,
maybe they get extra.
Well, they're
going to
go up on the podium.
Hello.
And I get that they're the winner, and but I don't even know if the horses know. But obviously the rider knows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you want the rider
the equine,
to be.
Yeah. Is that what they're known as?
I don't know. Doesn't sound right.
I want them to have to do more. So what I'd like is, like, after three jumps, you got to get off and someone else has to come and get on.
Oh, wait.
While
what?
It's going.
Oh, so they got to jump down. It's like a rodeo trick. Like, you know, where they do the thing where they're riding along the side of the horse and then they flip over to the other side and then they go underneath. That's it. No, it's teams, and the rider goes underneath the horse, and there's one underneath and one on top. And then they jump, and then midway they switch, and the other one's hanging on from the bottom.
Okay. I mean, I was just thinking that's more of a simple change out, but yeah, I like what you're thinking.
I mean, I am ready to watch that all day long.
You really thought this through.
Well, for the last 30 seconds, yeah.
And I'm just thinking like a relay team, you know?
Like track only on horses.
Yeah, but you're just
without the jumping or with the
handing
jumping?
The horse off.
Wait, isn't that steeplechase?
Do they?
I don't think they relay though.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just ways to probably dress it up a little bit.
I guess I could just watch Peacock. Just has the highlights. You can watch whatever event you want. You know, I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's. I've just been going on to Hulu, and then somewhere they have, you know. Volleyball, this or that.
Yeah. And that's your audio vault for a Tuesday. It is the 30th day of July, 2024. You want audio vault? I'll give you audio vault.
Just play
one piece of audio.
We will not comment on it. We will say nothing. Oh, just play a piece of audio.
Jennifer Garner stuck in an elevator.
Hey, guys. We're stuck on this elevator. I need, I could use a Wolverine. I could use a Deadpool. I could use someone.
We've got to take the stairs once we.
Yeah, we're looking for stairs.
They've got to reset it to this.
Okay. Thanks for having us here. My first Comic Con. Okay, bye for now.
Mm-hmm.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I hope I'm stuck in an elevator. I don't think I'm thinking about making a video. Callers.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, I don't use cruise control.
Ever?
No.
Weird.
We'll put that on the poll. Do you ever use cruise control?
Kevin James.
I don't like it.
You don't like not being in control of something?
Yeah.
Wow. That's out loud.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget, you can download a couple of things. You can do the podcast. That's pretty simple. You can listen to the podcast whenever you want. Take the show with you. And, you know, you can listen on your time. That's the beauty of it. You could listen, let's say you were you're overnighter. You're pulling an overnighter. You're driving somewhere. Okay, you're sitting up and you're like, oh, man, I'm not watching the equestrian anymore. I'm listening to Jay and Kevin podcast, 4 a.m. You can do it.
Anytime.
Yeah, it's simple. And then don't forget, you can download the app. The app is very simple as well. If you're searching for it, just search for Coyote Country. All right, we've covered it. We've got some prizes today. Let's see. We have, you know what? We could let them choose their prize. Anybody against that?
No, I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, all right. In fact, I'm for it.
Okay, that's good. We have Donny Osmond tickets. Believe it or not, Donny Osmond. Oh, yeah, now my wife's paying attention.
Osmond?
Mm-hmm. Donny Osmond, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, Sunday, August 11th.
Is that right?
I would be at that show if it weren't for my daughter getting married. I would be at the Donny Osmond show.
Oh, yeah, you would. Your wife loves Donny Osmond.
Love Donny, yeah. Been to it.
But,
he puts on a great show. We were at the last one, or was it 2 times ago? Can't remember.
Does he? Okay.
Well. Mm-hmm. Midland, also at Northern Quest. We've got that one coming up on the 24th of August. We've got those tickets. We've got the chance to qualify for the Coastal Country Jam Flyaway. That's coming up at the end of September in Long Beach, California. That's a great one. That's a two-day music festival with Jason Aldean and Thomas Rhett and Old Dominion John Party and so many more. So all you have to do is figure out, this is who do you believe with only three of us is going to be so easy?
I feel like it.
This should be the easiest ever. So you just have to figure
it out. It got me thinking of one of my favorite harvest stories.
Yes.
Which was I was driving truck. And it was the thing where they always said, you know, over and over, shovel your load, make sure you get your load.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Even, yeah. So when you get in the back of the truck,
yeah,
like once they get all the weed in there.
You got to balance it.
You climb in the back and you shovel it, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
This is going to surprise you, but I maybe didn't always.
No way.
I don't. It's hot out there. And you climb in the back of the truck, and then I just want to play in the wheat and eat it.
I'm sorry?
Eat it?
You just want to play in the wheat and eat it.
Yeah. You've been never been in the back of a wheat truck,
I haven't.
You?
No, no. I've chewed a piece before.
Yeah, Jay, it's fun. You just get back there and you just
doesn't
lay
it kind
in
of
it.
Turn gummy-like?
Oh, yeah. It turns into gum.
Yeah.
Yep. Wheat gum. Mm-hmm. Just throw it in there. Yeah. But anyways, I had not shoveled my load completely. Driving on the old Rockland Road.
Oh, man.
And very narrow, and another truck was coming, and I got over a little bit. Shoulder was soft.
Uh-oh.
Right down I went, tipped over. Not, it was kind of weird because it wasn't like a complete, I didn't lose the whole load.
You more slid.
So that was good. Yeah, just slid and kind of rolled over. I was completely fine other than being embarrassed and knew that I had to tell somebody.
Ooh, that's not great. All right.
Hey, that wheat you wanted, it's in the field again.
I put it back. I sent it home. Mine just happened yesterday.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was my daughter and her fiance stayed with us for one night. They didn't stay in the house as much as, they stayed in the house, but when they got there, they had their trailer, their tow-behind trailer, you know, that which is their house. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because they're going to be living in their RV for a while.
Yes. So they was parked in the cul-de-sac. And they had a bunch of stuff in the refrigerator and the freezer, and they didn't want to unload it all. So I just ran an extension cord out to the RV. I'm like, it'll be fine. Nobody will mess with it. It'll be great. Other than the fact that then I was also got up on the roof. And when I got down off the roof, I accidentally kicked the extension cord out and didn't know it.
Why were you on the roof?
There was a shingle missing.
Oh.
So I went up to tack it down.
You're up there for a reason. I thought maybe you were going up there to spy on the kids.
And be like, that's a great one. Oh, yeah.
See if there's one reason I can get rid of this guy before he marries my daughter.
I wish I would have thought of that. That would have been a great one. But no, there was actually a purpose.
Okay.
So yeah, I went up on the roof. But when I got down, I didn't realize I pulled the ladder, basically. And as I pulled it, it kicked the cord out of the house.
Whoops.
So then when, you know. Ew. Yeah. And then it was only, you know, 12 hours or so before they were going to leave, and the refrigerator and the freezer and those weren't that good. So, you know, it just wasn't as great. So the stuff that was in the freezer was not so frozen, and, it was fine. It's fine. It's just an RV. It's just...
Well, it's just food.
It's just food, so...
Get more.
So we got to cook a bunch of food before we leave. All right, 509-441-0999. Pick your prize. Donny Osmond, Midland. Qualify for the Coastal Country Jam Flyaway. Whichever one you want. All you got to do is figure out which one of those stories is true. Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Megan.
Megan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Megan, which one of those stories do you think is true? Is Steve a musical soloist in eighth grade? Did Kevin was too lazy to shovel his load and nearly tipped a truck over on the... What was it? The Rockland Road, Kevin?
I did tip it over.
He sent the wheat home, basically, is what he did.
I just didn't spill the whole load.
Yeah, or was it the accidental kicking out of the extension cord and so much for having anything refrigerated or frozen? Which one of those stories is true?
I'm going to go with Steve.
Steve, a musical genius, a prodigy in eighth grade where he was a single soloist for one line. Is that a true story?
Well, I don't know if I'm a musical prodigy, but... I did have a solo in eighth grade for the school musical.
Wow. Yes. Let's hear it. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, listen, won't you follow me?
And then they didn't let you sing the rest of it?
That was it.
So one line. You had the first line.
Why did they not let you sing?
What did you do for the rest of the play?
Yeah.
I was in the background. I don't know. I wore a cool leather jacket. It was a whole thing.
Wow. Talk about foreshadowing to his adult life.
Yeah. Nifty 50s.
Yeah.
Look it up.
He's a single soloist who wears a cool leather jacket. I mean, is that his life now or what, Kev?
Yeah, pretty much. He's the Fonzie of radio. Hey.
Megan, which prize you think you're interested in here today? Do you know?
Can you remind me of them again?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to throw in some Webb Slew jet boat race tickets as well. You can either have the jet boat race tickets, the Donny Osmond tickets, the Midland tickets, or qualify for the Coastal Country Jam flyaway to Long Beach, California.
I think I'm going to go with Midland.
All right, Midland. Very good show.
You will not be disappointed.
No, you will not. All right, hold on for 1 second, Megan. Congratulations. That was very nicely.